Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Okay, my friends, I've got to tell you, there is a trend that I'm seeing. I'm not sure it's super new, but there is a trend that I've been observing that I've been enjoying. Because as I look it up and see blog posts about it, see videos about it, I go, aha! I think I've been doing this all along. And what is a trend, my friends? It is this. It's a good one. Romanticizing your life. Why wouldn't you romanticize your life? What does that mean, romanticize your life? Essentially, it's some main character energy and not living for tomorrow, not putting things off. For example, romanticizing your life means simple things, small things that make a big difference. I'm going to share some ideas here. Number one, buying yourself fresh flowers. Never have a home without fresh flowers. They're not expensive. They don't have to be. And gosh, they can add something. They're temporary. They're beautiful. Their sole purpose is to bring you joy. They smell wonderful. They look wonderful. They elevate a space. Secondly, wearing perfume. I remember I would put perfume on during lockdown. Why? Because it was for me. It makes me feel good. I love to smell good. It's not for other people. So when I give a friend a hug, she can go, ooh, nice perfume. It's for me. I love even the process of spraying it behind each ear and on my wrists. Makes me feel special. Also, what about using your nice stuff? Wearing your nice dress, that expensive one with the tags. You know what I'm talking about. Even drinking water out of a nice crystal glass. If you have champagne glasses, the cheap ones or the nice ones, why aren't you using the nice ones? There are so many things that we can do day to day simply that feel beautiful and special. Why not? Every single morning when you make up, when you wake up, if this feels good to you, play some Mozart. Play something beautiful while you clean your apartment. Why not use that lovely face mask or hair mask? Why not go and get your nails done a beautiful color? Why not get some lovely stationery and write some thank you notes? You know, one time I was walking home when I lived in Australia in Sydney. I would sometimes walk home from work to my apartment. It took 1 hour over the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And a friend of mine was going by in her car and she said, Susie, you were singing like you were in your own world, like you were a pop star going over the bridge. And I was like, yes, because I am walking over the gorgeous Sydney Harbour Bridge and I'm not going to be thinking about the news or thinking about my boss or thinking about how much I hate XYZ. I'm going to be listening to music I love, blasting it in my headphones, pretending I'm in my own movie. Why? Because I am. So are you. We think that life is lived on the outside because we look outwardly, but it's all on the inside. I'm here in Paris right now, as you know, and I see people miserable, walking around stressed out with their maps, fighting with their partner. And I see some people lingering over a cup of tea for 90 minutes without their phone, just gazing out the window. What's going on within them? I don't know. But I'm guessing something pretty lovely. Some peace. Some presence. Are you doing this? If not, why not? You are worth it. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.